pray. Please turn to the book of Psalms 46. Psalms chapter 46. These psalms basically can be divided into three parts. Verse 1 to verse 3, 4 to 7, and 8 to 11. This division is given in the scriptures anyway. Now in this chapter, I think we commonly use it to encourage brothers and sisters who are in difficulties. As we can see in verse 3, the power of God and God being our refuge and He is our strength. Right? A very present help in trouble. Okay. We know that God is power. Right, and His strength is to be seen in our life. But when we link the first part, verse 1 to verse 3, to the second part, verse 4 to verse 6, it seems that there is a shift of focus. Because from verse 4 onwards, here it talks about the city of God. Yeah, and there's a river whose stream shall make the people there glad, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And in verse 5, we can see the abiding presence of God in the city. So when God is in the midst, then we find that the city shall never be moved. Right? So we can see a contrast between the first part and the second part. Right? In the outside world, there may be troubles and trials and difficulties. But in the city of God, there is a sharp contrast. Yeah, we can see that people are glad and the abiding presence of God are there. Now when we come to the third part, we find that this is an invitation to come and behold the works of the Lord, which is in verse 8. So we can see that this chapter is quite uniquely written in such a way that we can truly see the power of God. So I think the important question we need to ask is, since we are in the true church, we are asked to behold the work of the Lord. Right? In fact, this is a very important invitation issued to the people in the city. Now there is a crucial question we need to ask here. How can we behold the works of the Lord? Right? Now I find that this is a very interesting chapter to read, right? Because first of all, it talks about the chaos maybe outside. And then it talks about the presence of God, the abiding presence of God within the city. And then, lastly, thirdly, it talks about how we can actually behold the works of the Lord. As far as I'm concerned, I think the answer is in verse 10. Right? In verse 10. Maybe you can read verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. Right? Now I think this is a sort of promise from the Lord that as believers of God, we should be able to see the works of the Lord. But there is a condition attached. That is, we must be still. In different versions, in another version it says we must rest, find rest in the Lord. Right? I think here it gives us an idea that sometimes we are not able to see the work of God in our life clearly. Perhaps we have not fully find rest in the Lord. Perhaps we have not be still before him, right? And in verse 10 it says, be still and know that I am God, right? So the condition is we must be still, and then we'll know exactly who the Lord is. I think we come here to not only to learn the word of God. I think most of you, in fact all of you here, now with the enthusiasm and determination to serve God in his ministry. So here it says, when we are able to rest in the Lord or become still, then we find that we will be able to see that God will be exalted among the nations, and he will be exalted in the earth. Yeah. So I think this is quite important as well. When the entire church or all the people within the church find peace or find rest in God, right, then we'll begin to see the power of God. Because to find rest in God in itself is a kind of strength and power. That's why Jesus says, in this world you may have tribulation, but in me there's peace. And the Lord continues to say, because I have overcome the world. Right? So we find that finding peace in the Lord has a lot to do with overcoming the world. Overcoming the world means we must become victorious in our life. Right? So when we are able to overcome weaknesses, the Bible says, especially in Revelation, we shall reign together with God. Right? We find that we have a peaceful heart before the Lord. Why? Because in everything that we do, we please the Lord. And that's why this peace is given to us. And when we have this peace, we'll begin to see the work of God more clearly and more vividly. So I find that this is a very interesting a chapter to study. Right? I think if we read the Revelation, right, when the sixth seal is open, and there's a question posed to us, who can stand before the Lord on the day of his wrath? So immediately after that, we can see that chapter 7, it talks about Mount Zion. So only those who are in Christ Jesus, only those who follow the Lamb can be given this road as escape. So it's pretty similar to this chapter as well, as we can see from this chapter 46. Yeah. When we join these two part of the scriptures together, right? So when we when we are in the city of God, then we can truly find this help from the Lord to help us, and then we find that we will never be moved. Right? This is the grace that the Lord has given to us. But since all of us are already in the true church, so I think what we need to do a bit more is to not only to accept the invitation, but actually to realize the invitation on our life, that we can truly see the works of the Lord. So we hope that in our ministry for the Lord, we can learn to be still, right? Then this way we will be able to see how God is going to work not only within us, but also amongst the workers of God. So I also feel that sometimes, even within a church, right, it seems that we cannot really behold the works of the Lord. I think one of the conditions being that, one of the reasons being that we are not we have not truly find rest, or we are not still in the Lord. Right? I think this one is, this being still is very important, because this is also one of the teachings in the book of Isaiah. When we return, and then we shall find rest, and then strength will come. Right? So strength comes from the fact that we have not only found God, but we are able to find rest in Him. Right? In terms of difficulties. Now we turn to chapter 46. Yeah? Now, verse 8 and verse 9. 46 verse 8 and verse 9. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Here it tells us about the works of God, what kind of works the Lord has done. Yeah. Verse 8 tells us that He made desolation in the earth, and He made war to cease. So when we think about this carefully, in fact, as Christians or in our life, this is what God has achieved for us. Right? The interesting thing is that when we read the accounts on the highest mountain in Micah or in Isaiah, right, we can see how the people, those who flow to the mountains, yeah, they turn their spear into pruning hooks. Right? Spear is for fighting. But in the mountain of God, they don't need spear anymore. Why? Because God has ceased and made war ceased. Right? I think that is the power of God in itself. So not only we can experience peace when we pray to God, but I think the important thing is that we must be at peace among ourselves and find peace through our strength to live harmoniously with one another. And that will demonstrate the strength and the power of God. I think the greatest work that Christ has shown to us is that according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, is how He achieved peace, right, by breaking down the barriers. And that is the power of God. So we find that if within a family or within a unit in the church, when we talk about a church as a whole, if we can demonstrate this peace and being still in the Lord, then we will surely see the work of God. And in this way, naturally, we find that the Lord will be exalted among the nations. And the whole world, I believe, will come to witness the power of God through us in our work for Him. So we hope that in our ministry, not only we learn how to serve the Lord, right, but I think this should become our prayer, that we become still in the Lord, so that when we face with problems in our work for God, we can see the power of His, and we know exactly how to deal with each and every situation. We are all in the city of God, in the city of God. So let's hope that we all can behold the work of the Lord, not only in our life, but also in our work for Him. Right. And now we are going to pray. So in our prayer, we pray for Preacher Liang, because he is leaving for West Africa today. We ask that the Lord will guide and protect him and bless him in all the works that he will do for the Lord. And we also continue to pray for the cause here. Hope that God will continue to enlighten all of you with his words. Let's kneel down and pray.